Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The North Bennington Outdoor Sculpture Show, or NBOS, is one of the region's premier arts events of the summer and fall season, featuring work by some of the best artists from southern Vermont and throughout the Northeast. In addition to sculptures by 28 artists scattered throughout the village of North Bennington, the Bennington Museum hosts an additional 20 sculptures by 18 artists. I went to North Bennington, Vermont recently and looked at some of the featured sculptures with NBOS organizer and artist Joe Churcharillo and artist Amy Anselmo. I began by asking Joe for a little background on NBOS.
Next summer will be our 25th anniversary, which I think is pretty exciting, and we're going to make a big deal out of it. And next year will be my 10th year of curating the show.
Did you have a show last year during COVID?
Absolutely. My feeling was that there was no reason why people couldn't walk around and look at outdoor sculpture, even during COVID time. And it was really interesting. We had a great response because a lot of things were canceled and people were like, oh, thank you so much. And the sculptors were very happy that we did it because so many things just weren't happening.
Who are the entities involved in putting it together?
I get a lot of help from the village. You know, the village trustees are incredible here. They trust me. I've been around here for about 20 years now, and they kind of trust me to do what I feel is a good idea. And so they don't give me too much of a hard time. They give me a little bit of funding. I get the majority of my funding from something called the Fund for North Bennington, which funds all the local non-for-profits here. And, you know, we have a lot of individual help, like Kevin Lynch, who used to own the bar down here. He does all the food. He buys the food. He cooks the food. He cleans up the mess. He does everything for us. Art Whitman, who owns the feed store here, well, he doesn't own it anymore. It's now pooling, but he's still connected with it. He has a tractor. He helps us move all the stuff in and out with his tractor. And it's just like a community kind of coming together around the show, and I get help from all kinds of various people.
How are the artists and their pieces chosen each year?
Well, a lot of people are reoccurring. Some of the people have been in the show the whole time, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. I always try and get like at least one quarter of the show be new people. I call it an invitational. I'm a sculptor. I'm in a lot of outdoor sculpture shows, and I take notes about what work I like and, you know, what work I think will work here in North Bennington. And I start right after January 1st, reaching out to people, telling them that I'd like to invite them to be in the show. And that's how it works.
Good. Yeah. Straightforward. How are the sites for the sculptures selected? And what lands do you have access to for this?
Another part of the community aspect of the show is that we have six different sites. Like where we're standing here is the beautiful train station. So this belongs obviously to the village. Across the street is VAE. And then up the hill here, that house belongs to Bennington College. And then we also have the property on the other side of that, which belongs to, just a regular citizen, Stu Aldrich. This belongs to the railroad. We use Whitman's Hill. You know, we're right in the village and we use all the different properties that are right here in the village.
Fantastic. Let's go look at some art, shall we?
Okay.
Where do you want to go first?
Well, as long as we're standing here, let's just comment on this piece here. This is Jesse Good. It's the first time he's been in the show. Matthew, who runs VAE, Matthew and I were driving up to Montpelier and we noticed the sculpture, I forget what town, some town north of here. We thought it was cool. We saw the name on it and we got in touch with him and he was happy to do it. And it's called Hope Detector. It's an awesome, beautiful steel, well-made.
It's beautiful. It looks like a weather vane, but it's not reading the winds. It's looking for hope and it's on a flagpole in front of the train station.
Move, but there's no wind right now. So we're hoping there's hope. This is a piece by David Skora. He teaches sculpture down in Connecticut. I like this piece a lot. It's a simple totem, painted steel, beautiful piece. And well, he's an interesting character. He makes a lot of pieces that are about the same size as this. And he just goes all over the place, being in all these different shows in the Midwest and in the Northeast. And he's able to put like three or four of them in his truck at the same time. I mean, it's big. It's 7 feet tall, but it doesn't take up an enormous amount of room, and it's not heavy either. So,
you know what it reminds me of is shaped blocks that you stack when you're a kid, but of course put together absolutely elegantly.
Yeah, right. And also the color.
Yeah.
We're walking across the street here to VAE, which is Vermont Arts Exchange. I think a lot of us feel that North Bennington is a special place. It's so tiny. We have the lake here, which is like right in town. Beautiful lake, Lake Perrin. And it's just a really nice little village. And I feel like it's a place where things are possible because we have a core of people who run the place who are open-minded and willing to let other people do some things that are interesting and good without too much red tape.
It's a Pollock town, literally and sort of metaphorically. You just kind of know that there's going to be a potluck at some point soon. And, like, this show is kind of a potluck, and we have potlucks. And I remember going to a project somewhere where they were like, we don't talk to our neighbors. And I'm like, just go have a potluck, you know? So this is that town where that happens. And it's you can take it for granted, I think. But moving away from it, I've come to realize that those are the things that are really special about it.
So, we're on the land of Vermont Art Exchange right now. What's interesting about the sculptures that are here on this property is that almost everyone who's on this property is a sculptor that I met from being in another outdoor sculpture show with them. We have Peter Barrett here, and then Jay Mead here. I met him in Woodstock, Vermont. Michael Tillier over here. This is that beautiful carved piece over there. I met him because we were in shows together in East Hampton, Massachusetts. Jose Carrillo, who made that beautiful tortoise over there, that gigantic tortoise. I met him in the show in Worcester, Massachusetts. So it's, you know, that's kind of how it works.
You're all over the whole Northeast, man.
The North Bennington Outdoor Sculpture Show will be installed in North Bennington, Vermont through November 7th.
This artist is an interesting guy. I mentioned him before, Jose Carrillo. He recently moved here from Ecuador. You know, you can see it's a Galapagos tortoise, which I think he has personal experience with.
Because it's beautiful.
Ecuador, right?
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. But what's interesting about him is that when he lived in Ecuador, he made his living as being a musician. And he did traditional music in Ecuador, but he doesn't feel like there's any market for that here. So he's now doing sculpture and makes great stuff.
What are we looking at here?
This is Zach Ward. He actually went to Bennington College, so he has a connection to the show for a long time. And what's interesting about this piece, it's called Lilac Bush. And I like to tell people, this piece made me look at the world a little differently. That's what I think is important about this sculpture. The fact that this house, this whole house with the slate roof, is just coming out of this steel, whimsically painted lilac bush, it just made me think about, you know, hedges and architecture and the way things are intertwined. And the other thing I like about Zach's work is that He's a big, strong guy, but he also is in touch with, like, his feminine side. Like, the piece is, like, bright green and pink, and it's just, he always does that. He always paints things like rainbows. He's the grounds guy at Salem Artworks, which is run by Anthony Kafritz. And Anthony actually started this show 25 years ago. Salem Artworks is like a, you know, an artist retreat, a sculpture, outdoor sculpture gallery, I guess you would call it. And so Zach works there.
It seems like there is quite a sculpture community in the area.
I think Bennington College maybe has a lot to do with that because there was like professors and students and things all kind of making work and leaving work and showing work. And then maybe it just like attracted more artists to the area. Who knows? But I think of it as a very artistic sort of little colony here.
Let's go up the hill.
Okay.
We're speaking with artists Joe Churcherillo and Amy Anselmo about NBOS in North Bennington. The next piece we're looking at is Amy's.
So it's a heart. It's spray painted on rusty old metal. There's a lot of other metal involved, like crocheted copper wire and some lights that I crocheted with. I'm a fiber artist ordinarily, but something got me thinking about trying to bring that like idea of fiber arts into metal and more sort of permanent, weather-friendly materials. And the heart for me, it was kind of a thing this year. There was more than one heart in the show, which is interesting. I think a lot of us were processing, you know, what happened over the last 2 years and how do we heal our hearts? How do we make our hearts stronger? And for me, it was by making things, whatever it was, crocheting, knitting, spinning, sewing, mending. Again, sort of my metaphors come back, but that's the gist of it, really.
So this is Stefan Folks. He also went to Bennington College and has been in the show many years, although he lived in Brooklyn for a while and was not in the show for those years. And the name of the piece is Nobody, and he was explaining to me that it's about his Buddhist beliefs, that, you know, it's all these different images that look like people standing there with, some of them are made out of oars or boards or, you know, whatever. It's just like a crowd of people. The idea, I think, was more about non-individualism, like how everyone is connected to each other. And it was great to watch him put it together because he built it here. And he came and he just started working and it was just kind of this little thing. And then he came back the next day. Then he came back with more stuff. And then I felt like he was getting very excited about it. And he just kept going and it turned out really great.
And it's one of these pieces that it'll change, because it's untreated wood, it'll change as the weather changes it while it's outside?
Yeah, it's already has changed a little bit. It's been here since June, so it's already weathered a little bit.
Well, I think haven't we all?
Yeah, right. So we're looking here across at the grain store. There's a hill here, and we have this. This piece is, we put this on this hill because this is like a very prominent place. For this show, I mean, you can't miss this site.
Right, it's a high point.
Yeah, you can't miss it, right. And the sculptor's name is Mike Hansel. He lives in Rhode Island. I met him at a sculpture show at Pingree School in Hamilton, Mass. And yeah, I just love this piece. I mean, first of all, the shape is amazing. He did a great job. But also, what drew me to the piece is the way it's fabricated. And the way he was able to create volumes out of steel in a way that I had not seen anybody do before. It's really very brilliant the way he works and put this together with the sheet metal being cut and bent around the flat steel forms. It's really one of the best pieces in the show. I love it.
And really, the bright yellow pops against the blue sky today, too, just like the foliage is doing now, right about now, too.
So this is a couple, they call themselves Eve and Steve. They do a lot of outdoor projects that are sort of a conglomerate pieces because they use photography a lot and they also do a lot of construction with wood and paint. The idea about this piece is like supposed to be a transformative thing. It's a big house, like a gate. They called it a dollhouse, but it's more like a gate. You walk through the gate and it says, where do you want to go? And different people, there's a place where there are markers and people put their handprint and then wrote, you know, I'm happy where I am, or I want to go here, or I want to, it's more like where you want to go in terms of evolution of yourself as opposed to
Venice.
I really want to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
But they do a lot of projects like this that are conceptual, large outdoor pieces that, include a lot of photographic processes. And the photographs they used are really beautiful and very distorted images of children playing. Really nice piece.
So someone pretty cool must have made this one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
This is your piece.
This is my piece. And I've been working in, like, cast concrete for about the last 10 years. And I just have gotten to the point with it where I just couldn't do it anymore. It's just impossible to move around and self-destructs. And so I started working on steel, in steel. And I was trying, I mean, conceptually, the name of it is organic geometry. It's like the idea about how nature and science and man-made things and natural things are connected, and how structure, you look in a microscope and you see structure and it looks a lot like architecture or buildings, or so the piece is about that. And technically, I was just trying to work on steel pieces that are round and have a lot of volume, but also have structure and don't weigh a ton. I'm trying to get a little practical in my old age here.
It looks like it still weighs something.
Oh, it's heavy.
Yeah.
But it's not concrete heavy.
Right. No, of course not.
You know, it's maybe 500 pounds, mm-hmm. as opposed to 2,500 pounds.
Joe Tricciarillo and Amy Anselmo are showing us around the North Bennington Outdoor Sculpture Show.
So this piece is called Black Sheep. It's made by Bill Bozzo. Bill is a really a long time resident of North Bennington, has been involved with the show and been involved with politics here. He was a state legislator from Pownal for about 15 years. And all of his work is very environmental. Like all this material, every year he makes a piece out of material off of his own land. So as he's clearing his land, he gets inspired by the things that he's clearing, and he thinks about what can I do this year, or what can I do now with this stuff that I've cleared out. And in this case, he used all the root matter to create like the sheep with this black fur. And it's just a beautiful piece, really. And he does great work. And he's like a real environmental artist. Like a lot of the work in this show, because of the fact that we're right in the village, is outdoor sculpture, which is, you know, stuff that's meant to be placed on the grass or on the concrete. Whereas this piece and this kind of work, this environmental work, might be something that you happen upon in the forest. I think conceptually that's kind of where he's at, where you would just be walking along and you're like, whoa, what is that thing? Is it a natural object? Is it a man-made object? It can be a little confusing. He plays with that dichotomy between things. Yeah, this big wooden piece is called The Bird Is on the Wing. It's Michael Biddy. Michael Biddy has been in North Bennington for a really long time, his whole adult life. And he makes his living doing tree care and removal of trees. And he always makes stuff. I mean, he puts aside like these giant pieces of wood that he gets on his job, and then usually makes a sculpture out of them every year. And this is the second year he made a giant bird. Yeah, this is Bob Keating. He lives in Connecticut. I feel like his work is very poetic. It has like kind of a whimsical, lyrical quality about it. And I also like the way he constructs things. He's a very good craftsperson. The steel work is done really great. And then it has this sort of concrete asteroid with this little house inside. And it's also kinetic. When you hit the top spire thing, it moves the house underneath. This is Dave Channon. He lives down in Shandaken, down in the Hudson Valley. I know him from Brooklyn when I used to live in the city. He's a very interesting character and makes these very cool found object sculptures. And this one is the angel. And then up at the museum, we've got to talk about the museum. Up at the museum, he has the devil. He did the angel and devil piece. Yeah. So we also have something going on with the show, which is a collaboration with the Bennington Museum. And Jamie Franklin, who's the curator at the museum, calls it NBOS at the Museum. And it started because of COVID, because they couldn't open the museum. And so they wanted to have more stuff outside. So he approached me, and we had maybe 20 pieces there during the COVID summer. And this summer, I think we have even more. Right, this is Joanne Brody. She calls the piece Dialogue. And, you know, she does work that she can actually that she can do. It's still outdoor sculpture, but she brought all this stuff up in her Subaru. You know, she's not one of us guys who have like these giant trucks and everything. And she had them all stuffed in her little Subaru.
Just buckled up in the normal seats.
They were buckled up, right. And she lives down by West Point, down in that area of New York. I guess she sort of invented this sort of clay concrete mix that she uses. It's very, it's all very hand, you know, you can tell that it was all just done by hand. Highly textured figures having a conversation with each other.
I just love this piece. Every time I drive past it, especially if I have someone else in my car, they always remark on that. I love that one. And I think we can all relate to this idea of having like a little sit in the grass and talking with some friends. And it's just a nice little allegory.
So this found steel sculpture is by a woman called Irene Biller Bergson. And she's been in touch with me the last couple of years. What's interesting about Irene is that she's in her 90s. She still does some sculpture up in her property in Rupert. And she was in touch with me, and, you know, she was like, I was like, okay, send me some photos. And she came here and installed this piece. And you can't really see it because the grass is growing up around it. But she put rocks all around the bottom of the base. And it was so awesome to see her out here, like a 90-year-old lady, like placing the rocks. She looked like she was like 10. She was just having such a, like a really nice experience, you know. And I was happy to be able to include her because she just made her very happy. And it's a nice piece, too.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And the show is up to November 7th, so there's still plenty of time to see it. Self-guided tour, open 24/7, really. And if you have a chance to come up to North Bennington, maybe you can come to the closing at the museum on October 30th.
Joe Tortorillo and Amy Anselmo are Vermont-based artists. NBOS, the North Bennington Outdoor Sculpture Show, will have a closing reception at the Bennington Museum on October 30th. The sculptures are on view through November 7th. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.